I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After just 2 years on the job, Fort Worth School Superintendent Angelica Ramsey is drawing fire from some teachers, parents, and even trustees. The frustrations bubbled up during last night's school board meeting.
Most of those who spoke to the board had issues with Ramsey. One woman suggesting Ramsey is an outsider with 1 year of experience in Midland after stops at school districts in California.
You guys got to think locally. We need somebody local who knows the heart of Fort Worth, who knows the heart and cares about our city as much as we do, and work with us and work with parents and give us what we need.
Ramsey did have some support. One speaker took trustees to task for putting Ramsey's performance in the spotlight only after Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker spoke to the school board last month to say she was dissatisfied with what she considers the lackluster and stagnant situation in Fort Worth schools. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, more details emerging about this story we first brought you on Monday when a man led Richardson police on a chase but committed suicide before he could be arrested. Identified by his family, Donald Ingram was wanted for questioning about the death of his wife, whose body was found in their Forney home. Friends are mystified about the situation.
Do you honestly know who people are? Do you honestly know your neighbors or what's on the outside, the opinion? Parents, and you never know what's going on within somebody's home.
There was another woman riding in Ingram's car. He shot her twice and then killed himself. She was rushed to the hospital. Police have not said who that woman is or how she knew Ingram.
A former anesthesiologist in Dallas who tampered with IV bags could learn his fate today.
Reynaldo Ortiz Jr. was found guilty earlier this year on multiple felonies. Federal prosecutors say he secretly put IV bags that he injected with nerve-blocking agents and other drugs in a surgical center's supply room, which led to the death of one of his coworkers and caused a series of cardiac emergencies for other patients. At the time, Ortiz was under investigation for a mistake during one of his surgeries. He's facing up to 190 years in prison. From the 24-hour news center, Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tanner Lynn Hoyer's defense team wants his capital murder trial moved out of Wise County, claiming the media attention around the case could prevent him from getting a fair trial. He faces a potential death penalty for the murder of 7-year-old Athena Strand. Prosecutors countered the request, calling local officials to testify that Horner can get a fair trial locally. The judge plans to decide on the venue change by the end of this week.
The city of Denton has hired an outside firm to figure out why they ended up killing a man's dog.
Earlier this month, the city's animal shelter says the dog Gunner was brought to the shelter after being found lost near I-35. The dog had severe mobility impairment and poor bladder and bowel control. And although he had a microchip, it had outdated information, so the owners could not be reached. While the city has a 72-hour stray hold policy, it allows for euthanasia before that period to alleviate suffering. So Gunner was euthanized the next morning. But later that afternoon, the shelter found out Gunner's owner was trying to find him on social media. Now that owner is trying to raise funds for legal expenses. The city has hired an independent expert to conduct a review of the department's operating procedures and provide recommendations for improvement. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A North Texas business owner is going to prison for failing to pay his company's taxes.
55-year-old Ronald James Pellucci is the co-founder of a company called American Management Staffing, or AMS. That's a temp agency that provides workers to different companies. Prosecutors say AMS withheld payroll taxes, including income taxes, Medicare, and Social Security, from those employees' paychecks, but did not make the required deposits with the federal government. They say over a period of several years, Pellucci defrauded the federal government out of about $13 million in payroll taxes for those workers, and also failed to pay his personal income taxes. In addition to serving more than 4 years in federal prison, he's also being ordered to repay the government nearly $39 million. From the 24-hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've all sent the kids back to school, and now that we're into football season, a nonprofit connected to a big game in Texas is trying to help teachers do their job.
The Cotton Bowl Foundation and College Football Playoff Foundation are giving $50,000 to each of four nonprofits that work in education. The Cotton Bowl Foundation's Gillian Burdenbach says they want to empower teachers so they'll stay on the job.
They know the community, they know the neighborhoods, they know what's important, and they've been there themselves. They want to make sure these students are committed and ready to go.
Ketchup and Reed's Ayanna Jackson says they work in 19 schools to give teachers the best tools to help kids learn the skills they'll need.
Oftentimes, teachers know that they don't have a lot of support, how to pull in students who are not fully equipped with foundational skill gaps that they're missing.
The Cotton Bowl Foundation says it's given away more than $3 million to nonprofits since 2016. At AT&T Stadium, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks as always, Alan. We appreciate it. Hey, more dangers are coming out about vaping and young brains. A new study from the American Neurological Association finds e-cigarettes cause a lot more brain fog in college students. The vaping students score worse on cognitive tests than non-vapers. But it gets worse. The more they fire up those e-cigs, they score worse on memory, learning, and problem-solving issues. 10 to 20 puffs a day, your scores fall 9%. More than 20, they drop 14%. Well, Texas lawmakers are getting an update on the Panhandle wildfire, which torched more than 1.2 million acres earlier this year.
We inspected that 1 month prior to the ignition event, and we had determined that the pole needed replacing.
Mike Adams, who heads OSMUS Utility Services, says they warned the power company in the Panhandle about a power pole that eventually came down. The head of Xcel Energy told the State House Committee they've changed their policies. Rotting power poles will be replaced more quickly. The wildfire was the second largest in history, the largest in Texas, and killed two people and thousands of livestock.
Big news out of the key city. Abilene Christian University will build a research small-scale nuclear reactor. It's a first-of-its-kind project in Texas and could pave the way for more advanced nuclear technology. The reactor will use molten salt for cooling and could generate electricity for about 250 homes.
Well, you won't believe what's contributing to growing income equality in the U.S., according to researchers. Online dating. A study from the Federal Reserve and Haverford College found that dating apps have led more Americans to marry partners with similar education and income levels. They're keeping all the money together, and this shift is responsible for almost half of the rise in household income equality in the last 40 years. Before the 1980s, they say, a big reason that wealth got distributed was because people from different income levels got married. And while education and skills have become key factors in partner choices, the study also notes that race is playing a decreasing role in recent decades.
So you've heard of Micah Parsons getting strip sacks?
Yep.
Well, on Tuesday, the All-Pro defensive end was handing out sacks filled with strips, chicken strips.
Hey, Cowboys fans, this is Micah Parsons serving up chicken fingers. What can I get you?
Parsons worked the drive-through on Tuesday at the Cowboys-themed Raising Cane's in Northwest Dallas and served up box combos to more than 100 fans. You know, they got a shock, but he was also telling them to get a move on in that line.
Absolutely. He was like, come on, you've seen me before. You see me on TV every week. Let's keep it going. Let's go.
Now the Brad Sham Report, presented by the Sampac Auto Group and Lonsmith Roofing.
Hi again, everyone. This is today's Dallas Cowboys Report. I'm Brad Sham. In the wake of the Cowboys' disappointing game against the Saints, the job of the coaching staff has been to decide whether the problem was the scheme and the coaching, the players and their effort, or both. Defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer has been in the NFL a long time. That's why his advice to his players is this.
You know, like last week, don't get too high. This week, don't get too low. We got a lot of areas that we need to improve in. Obviously, life in the NFL is kind of like that. It got a bunch of ups and downs, and you know, tough people fight through it. You know, that's my fault. I got to get them better ready to play than that.
Zimmer makes himself accountable. Who else will? It's important that the players react, but not overreact, and refocus on the future when they resume practice today. That's today's Cowboys Report. I'm Brad Sham.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Diddy Combs will be waking up in a Manhattan jail this morning after being denied bail yesterday on sex trafficking and racketeering charges. The music mogul's attorneys will be back in court today to appeal that decision.
The appeal hearing is scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. Yesterday, a judge denied bail after federal prosecutors successfully argued that Combs posed a flight risk and could also potentially intimidate witnesses. The defense, meanwhile, vehemently denied those accusations, saying that their client is looking forward to clearing his name in court.
That's CBS's Christina Phan.
Chaos breaks out at Capitol Hill during a hearing on hate crimes. Protesters started screaming at Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The Republicans shot back as they were led out of the room.
This is the kind of anger and hate that is encouraged. You're now seeing the hate.
He slammed the Biden White House for not cutting off federal funding to colleges and universities that allow pro-Palestinian protesters to spew hate speech at Jewish students. Earlier this week, a University of Michigan student was assaulted for showing his faith on campus. The Ann Arbor Police Department is investigating it as a hate crime.
The state of Texas is trying to get rid of some of the backlog of driver license, so it's adding new hours to let people get theirs on the weekend. DPS is opening up on Saturdays in some of its driver license offices around the state. It says those Saturday appointments will be for half days only this Saturday and next Saturday. You can book only appointments online. You won't be allowed to walk in.
Now you can renew your passport online, though. Matt Piper has more on the big change.
The State Department says online passport renewal will go live for the first time ever for the entire country Wednesday. It says the process will be a digitized application, but cautioned that it won't necessarily be faster than renewing a passport in person. About 200,000 people participated during the test phase, and the State Department estimates that nearly 50% of renewals will be done online in the near future.
And it was quite a ride for a little girl who just wanted to go to Target.
Police in Bedford, Ohio say an 8-year-old girl is okay after driving her mom's SUV to a Target store 10 miles away, about 25 minutes from home. Police say along the way she got a Frappuccino at Starbucks, and the girl admitted that while she was on the drive, she hit a mailbox. In a post, police say they're not sure if she bought anything at Target, but they say they let her finish her drink, saying, "We're not mean." Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.